chapter 4, verses 8, all the way to the end, brings to us this story of Elijah with a woman at a place called Shunem. It's not very far from the Galilee and from the Sea of Galilee, but it's where the tribes of Israel are living. And this woman, she was well living with her husband and with God people. What I have here, I say, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added to you. And this story captures this aspect, because this woman, she was living, she was a wealthy woman. The Bible says to us, verse 8, one day Elijah went to Shunem, and a well-to-do woman was there. So other translations are wealthy woman. She was living there. And so who urged him to stay for a meal? So whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat. So this is the situation. And this man of God, Elijah, a prophet called by God, trusting God, and he is at the service of God. You see, Jesus gave instructions for those who will serve him. He said, I will look after you, isn't it? He said, do not worry. Even when you go, don't take everything, anything with you. I will look after you. All that you need to be concerned with is to be the person I've called and to be at the business of your Heavenly Father. This is what you want to do. Don't worry about anything else. I will take care of this. And we have seen this evident in the lives of the great prophets, true prophets, who were trusting God. You see, they didn't concern themselves. Just imagine a mighty man of God like Elijah going through just his own duty, not carrying with him his food or anything, or his bank accounts or his cards or anything, just relying on God's provision. And God has his own people. God is not the God of only the prophets, but he's God of his own people. This woman who is described to us as a wealthy woman, she's not just only wealthy, she is a woman of God herself. The way the Bible reveals her, how she conducts herself, shows the fact that she is a mighty woman of God. And so she could indulge herself in her wealth and things like that, because she's a well-to-do woman, very rich, but the Bible really says things about her. So they urge this man of God, whenever he passes their own house, to entertain him, to provide for him, recognizing that they are God's people and everything they have is from God and for God's glory and for God's people. And so this woman, she said to her husband, I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God. Hear this woman discerning through the Spirit of the Most High God to recognize that in this man lives the Spirit of Yahweh, their God, the God of Israel. This woman, she's a woman living within her people, and also has received the blessings from God. She must have big farms and a lot of wealth there. And so she said to her husband, I know this is a man of God, a holy man of God. And so how can she discern something like this? This thing can only be discerned by the Spirit of God. It's only because she's a woman of God, she was able to see what God has done in the life of this man. It's not something that anyone can do, but she is a godly woman that she discerns by the Spirit, and she recognizes in this man that there is no false in him. He is a true prophet of God. And she was able to urge her husband. She said to her, let's make a small room on the roof and put a bed on it. And not only just to look after him casually, but whenever he comes, so we upgrade our care for him. Maybe this room, if it's a hot place like our days, has air conditions and like everything there. So a table, even like a table, because this prophet, they read the word of God, isn't it? They were reading, they were praying. And so this woman, she said, let us do this. Then he can stay there whenever he comes to us. Doesn't matter how long He will stay, but whenever he comes, we are ready to use our resources at the disposal, at his disposal, because we recognize that this is a man of God. Another thing, this woman, she is wealthy, but also she doesn't have children, because that is what happened. We read in verse 11 that one day when Elijah came, he went up to his room and lay down there. He said to his servants, Gehazi, call the Shunammite. So she called her, and she stood before him. Elijah said to him, Tell her, he was speaking to Gehazi, his servant, you have gone to all this trouble for us. But for her was not a trouble, but she was so delighted to be able to do something like this for the man of God. Anyway, it's as a way of appreciation for what she has done, because this has taken some time for her to prepare and also to allocate resources to be able to do that. And then the man of God said, now, what can be done for you? Can we speak on your behalf to the king or the commander of the army? Because see here, God can do anything. If she needs everything, then she replied, I have a home among my own people. What can be done for her, Elijah asked. So she said, I have a home among my own people. See, she was so content. She's a woman that recognizing living among your own people, God's people, is enough. Even though she doesn't have children, she was so content. So to trust in the God of Israel, she still trusts her God. What can be done for her? Elijah asked. And then that is the wisdom of this servant. You see, this man, he was hanging around with the prophet of God. And so he became himself also trained in godliness, wisdom. You see, because that is what he is doing. Like Joshua himself, you see, he was attached to Moses. And then he learned with Moses. He saw God's working at work. And so this young guy, Gehazi, saw God's hands on his prophet, the man, his father, the man he serves. Well, then he came up with this idea. Well, she has no son and her husband is old. And so here we see this God, when we put God first, he says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to you. Even if it seems to be impossible, no children, husband, well advanced in age, how can this be? But the Lord God himself will not put to shame those who put their trust in them. Whatever he has decided to give them, he will give, no matter how long it might take. You see, God eventually is going to come. This woman, she didn't waver even for a second in her trust in her God. She could see the fact that God has blessed her, and she is living among her own people, worshipping their God, not living among people who are idol worshippers. These are covenanted God. God's people. These are God's people of covenant. And so this is what happened. So this young man gave really good advice. And so the man of God, Elijah, really, he put on his prophetic. Because this man has access. He's a man of God. He trusts that whatever he asks from God. You see, here he just moved to prophesy. And then he said, he called her, and she stood in the doorway. About this time next year, Elijah said, you will hold a son in your arms. Wow. How about this? And you see, and this woman, she received this, even though she questioned this, not in unbelief. She just doesn't want something really to derail her trust in God. You see, because she said, don't raise my hope. So I didn't need anything. I live among my own people. I'm content. I thank my God. But God wanted to give her more than she expected, because of her trust and her faith in the living God. And you see, and her kindness, because the Bible says this, that blessed are those who look to the poor. This is what I share with this young man on our way from Shanghai to Melbourne. He is only 25 years old from Laos. This young man, he's a businessman. So he shared with me that even he He'd gone into drugs and things like that, and then he turned his life away around. So his mom got divorced. Her dad divorced his mom, and she came to Sydney. She stayed for a year, and then she went to, she migrated to USA, and she remarried a man who may be a Christian. Then she took her younger son, and then she became a Christian. Then she would text us this son every day, the scriptures. And so this young man told me that he had a friend, a South Korean friend, whose father is a pastor. This young man, he was just in drugs, and so his dad was really very angry and sent him back to South Korea. And then there he came back, and he was broke, and his dad would not speak with him. He took him on board to his house. You see, his father also has his own business, very wealthy man. He told me his father's business is like $300 million, things like that. And he said, oh, my business is very small. And I said, he said, oh, it's just only $3 million business. And then he said he brought in this boy for 2 years. He looked after this young man, and he helped him to get over all this stuff. And then he invited him to be his partner in the business. He set him up very well. And now he's a CEO of part of the branch of his thing. And then he said, then he got married with this guy and got 2 kids. And then he said, I think his dad names his children Joseph and another name, I can't remember. Esther, yeah, Joseph and Esther. And then he told me that also he got a distant cousin who he was doing very bad. He was an architect, but he has no money. He can't start anything. And then during a lunch one day, he said to him, should you need anything, call me first. I would be the first person to call, please. And then he went, and then he looked, he saw this building that was very old, and so he could purchase that and renovated it and sell it again. And then he called this cousin and then said, okay, come over. He helped him out, and so he bought the place. He helped him acquire the place, and they renovated it, and then he sold it. And then he said to him, think bigger. There are a lot of other spaces. And then he acquired like 1,000 meters square, and then he built like 4 units, and he sold them. And he said, and then my father saw this young man was successful. He said even his dad spoke really bad about him, this guy before. And now he came and he grabbed him again, and he is working with him. He said, my life, I feel like I've been just only helping people, and I have nothing in return. Is that a bad thing for me to think that way? I said, no. I said, it's not bad. But I tell you what, go to Psalm 41, and I open my Bible, and I say to him, this is what the Lord says. Blessed is he who has regard for the weak. The Lord delivers him in the times of trouble. The Lord will protect him and preserve his life. He will bless him in the land and not surrender him to the desires of his foes. And he was very happy to hear those words. So the Shunammite woman, really now she's going to have a son, just simply because she has put her trust in God. So today in our age, so things are very tough. Faith is required. And I met this young man, Shankara, in Dubai. He lost his faith because his grandmother passed away, and then that devastated him. And then I came also and I encouraged him and I said, look, you need to continually trust the Lord. It doesn't matter what happens. So in the history of this woman, it doesn't matter what your estate is. You need to continue having your trust in God. You need to trust the Lord. So because he can do impossible things, that's what he did for this Shunammite woman. So the very thing that is needed is to trust the character of God and that he can do anything. The other final things I want to say, when this boy was born and he grew, and then we see that he's dying. But you see, there is one thing also we need to know very well. Sometimes we receive things from God and we just don't hold to these things that we have received from God. And so this woman, she refused to let go of this son whom she has received from God. And so she prayed. So she had to go to the man of God and to urge him to come so that she doesn't want to get a no for an answer. You see? So God wants us also to value the thing that he gives us, even the life that he gave us, the salvation he has given us. You see, whatever God has given us, we are to guard it. You see, that is why the Bible says that we need to watch over our lives and the doctrine we have. Because the best, the doctrines, our doctrines, if it is a good doctrine, should lead us to devotion to God. Certainly, Elijah and these Shunammites, their doctrine was right. They believe in the true character of God who will move and do miracles and looking to the circumstances of his own people. And so this woman, she refused to let go of her son because her son died. And she did everything until she received back her son. I tell you an illustration that happened even in this country. Let us not just think miracles do not happen in this country. Miracles happen wherever we are. As long as we call upon the name of the Lord himself. As long as we trust him. So we can go on praying for anything, anywhere, anytime. You see, God's heart is to pour out blessing. Did you see God saying, why you didn't have children in the first place? Perhaps it is your fault. Did God say something like this? No, he doesn't think about these things. He knows that we are sinners. And the only thing he delights in is us running to him. Because after all, he is the one to forgive our sins and to make us holy. Everything comes from him. Even a child at advanced age like this. So, in this country, there was this a woman, she lives just like a few kilometers from here. A serious woman of God, she loves the Lord Jesus in sincerity. One day she was called, her daughter was taken on an excursion from his school or something like that. And they were at a swimming pool, and then suddenly the girl just drowned. Here in Melbourne. And the only thing these people could do is just to pull her out and just cover her with a white sheet. And they call her mother. They said, your daughter passed away. And she came, a very tall woman, South Sudanese woman, and she was just like pushing everybody there. Her spirit was on fire. She came and people were trying to hold her. She wouldn't accept that. She came and she just grabbed her daughter and prayed. She just delivered her like that. And she walked. This girl today, she has a PhD in cancer research. She's married to an indigenous Australian. So, this is our God. Even in this country, we can see these things. Shunammite woman did this. And then she urged the man of God to come. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all other things shall be added to you. While I was traveling, the man of God, my friend Daniel, I went for a retreat for 3 days, just only 3 days. So it was just miraculous. You see, I got there, and then I was given an address where people will be gathering for a bus. And so I gave the address to the taxi driver, and it was the main road from the airport, 5 minutes away from the airport. And I got there 4 to 5 minutes before all the gathering. We were gathering 12:45, that was the 12:30, and 12:45 we were left. I was there like 11:30. And when they asked me to pray for our journey, my Egyptian friends, we stuck together, came back, they asked me again to pray, and then we had a lot of chatting. So this man of God, he shared this verse. He had two sermons on the Sermon on the Mount, the very thing we were talking about this. The thing he said, don't be like Gentiles. That is his interpretation of this. Don't be like these, like the Gentiles who have no God. Don't worry about what you eat or what you drink. Because if you do that, you are like a sinner. And then he said, if you want to beat worries, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. There is no problem that God cannot solve. And there is no difficulty that God can not overcome. And there is no trust in his character that will be put to shame. So what we need is to to stick to this and to recognize that there is nothing really impressive apart from our God himself. That is why we can rejoice in him and pray to him and then pray for people like this young woman. She's exceptionally beautiful and gentle. So, and her mom needs to see God's hand in this. And my prayer is that God will hear our prayers and also for a lot of other things that we face. So let us just have faith. Let us finish by singing.